Good. Good evening. We're going to study some of the Sefer to Parshas V'ha'aloyscha. This is from Shnat Tov Resh Mem Dal. The piece that begins the Indian Kibbutz Hatav. These editions is page 92. How could B'nai Israel, just a few days after leaving Hasina, move so far away from all that, what they've learned and all that they've accomplished, stands? How can that happen? What exactly is this? As the Pasuk says, V'hasafsuf asher b'kirbo his'avu tav. And why would the place name then become Kibrais Hatava? He asks that question. I mean, you're going to name a place after the tragedy that took so many lives? And how is it that one after the other, Tavega, Kibrais Hatava, and then Kirach's rebellion, and the Meraglim, Diba Torah's raw, that they were mostly, how could that be?
Meaning,
Miriam, Dabi Miriam, the arm, the motion. So, these are very, very difficult questions, but they require that we open up and, so to speak, expose our thoughts and our souls, our neshamas, to ideas of a very, very high kind and of the highest goals that the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind when he took us to these places, as we shall see. The words in the Pasuk are, Zacharnu et ha'azogra asher nochal v'Mitzrayim chinam. We remember the delicious fish that we had in Mitzrayim free. You know, I guess it was not just, you know, what is it called? There's a fish from the Nile.
Very perch.
Nile perch. I mean, they meant Nile perch and Chilean sea bass. They meant some really delicacies, right? I mean, but to be cynical, right? So what is it that they want? Fish and chips? Like, what is it? Shuim and Yiluim, and they describe the delicious vegetables they had. The Sfasanis asks, Chinam? I mean, Medrash says, what is Chinam? You're working as slaves, slave laborers, literally to the bone and to the death. And that's called Chinam? Chinam min ha-mitzvos. That's what Chinam is. They were in the tribe, able to enjoy whatever little they could, but without the burden of any commandments from HaKadosh. That's what this generation in the Midbar saw, the Dor Dea. Because they are the ones who knew Hashem, because they were at Hasina. The Dor Dea should be accused, liyas chalila, porke ol mitzvahs, that they would be those to throw off the yoke of mitzvahs. And that's what they're complaining about. And they're not complaining about now that we have to do mitzvahs. They're saying, you remember the joys and pleasures we had without having to do mitzvahs. So it's not that they're complaining just about the burden of the mitzvah. He now says an unbelievable interpretation. Be talking with Farish, it's possible to explain. Ki adara, unkantre. Mizesha osa alibam hirure tava. The fact that they had feelings of and desires of a selfish kind, for gluttony, for a good steak, for a nice Nile perch, for slain sea bass and fish and chips. The fact that they thought about it, the fact that they felt and saw in themselves that they would want such things. And it's because they had been in Mitzrayim. He says, if they had enjoyed what they enjoyed in Mitzrayim while still having to do mitzvahs, if that's what they had experienced, they wouldn't have this sense of what it is to have taiva and what taiva really feels like. They never would have had such a sense of indulgence, because all the while they would have had the tether, they would have had a little bit of spiritual constraint. You're not here to enjoy yourself. You're here to do mitzvahs. That's what your purpose is. You're here to serve a kachbar. These are your mitzvahs. And then you have all kinds of delicious foods to enjoy as well. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and in His kindness, provides for us, and provides for us deliciously. In that order. No, they were in Mitzrayim, had no mitzvahs, were not Hashem's people, had nothing but the purpose of the Pharaoh in life. So what did they have? What did they have for themselves? Because they look in the mirror and say, I'm not Abdu the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am the Kadosh Baruch Hu servant. Wow, what a great reason to get up in the morning. No, what did they have? All they had was, I can enjoy something. Maybe at the end of this terribly difficult, torturous day of work, I'll have a good piece of Nile perch. I'll enjoy something. But that has a very bad effect. That causes a person to just have nothing but his pleasures, and to get into that, and to think in those terms, and live for those pleasures. And why did that happen? Because we didn't have mitzvos yet. That's why Kaiva became so much, in such a dangerous way, became so much a part of our lives, and became so important to us. So here we are, people who grew up in Mitzrayim, and having Kaiva was everything. So their tzulunah, or at least their defense now is, you know how hard this is for us? Because we can't not but have some Kaiva, and when we have that Kaiva, it conjures up, you know, you scratch the surface, and you get back to my old mystery self. Now, we don't know what this feels like, because certainly at the latest, by the time we're Bar Mitzvah, most of us much before, we understand life is not just, you know, the most delicious fish and chips and tartar sauce. We get it. But they had nothing else. That's how they grew up. That was the culture. It was the culture of Mitzrayim. So the same time as Baruch, now when we feel Taiva, do you know how powerful it is? Do you know how easy it is for us to get swept away by those ties of selfishness and self-indulgence? And so the Perhuri Halev of Tava, Mi Masha, how you been Mitzrayim, B'li Ol Mitzvah. That's what they're saying. Our Taiva is so unbelievably powerful because of where we have come from, what we experienced, and what we didn't have when we didn't have any other meaning in life but maybe a good dinner at the end of a back-breaking day of slave labor. That's what they're complaining about. It's a fascinating idea in this all. And it's an important idea, because otherwise we read this story and we say, look at the Zohar and Mitzvah, look at them falling victims to tigers. You know, money was not good enough for them. What a terrible people. Chalila, this is the Dordea. This is one of the holiest, if not the holiest generation. So it's not that we have to defend them, we have to understand them. We really have to understand. And to really understand them means to even go so deeply as to realize that we are their spiritual descendants. You know, the idea of finding these people so holy, and to now explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu exposed them this way, and what their job and task was in the Midbar, relates to us very, very personally. And we'll see why in a moment. Ubevadai ha-makamos she'avu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar heimu makamos misukanim ba'ol. No doubt, the places that they were as they passed from place to place in the Ma'asos and the Midbar, these were very dangerous, spiritually threatening environments. Kimashi Kasim, as the Torah says, the Midbar ha-gadol v'ha-noira, that awful, fearsome place, the Midbar, the desert, nafash, sarach, ha-akhtai, the scorpions, the snakes, v'tzima'on, ein mayim, where you're parched for water. In other words, the Zohar HaKadosh in Tetzaveh says that all of these places represent various challenges, different challenges of Samoa, of the Eitz HaRa. Each of these places represents the kinds of challenges that we have to get accustomed to. And these are the first practices, the drills. Okay, you've come from Sinai. Now you're going to experience Taiva. Will you overcome that Taiva? How will you overcome that Taiva? We learn when you can't, and you're punished because you did not correctly respond to that tire. That's right, you have more tire than any other. You people did never have it, so you know the flavor and the geschmack of something that's not kosher. I remember sitting once learning, yeah, which receptor was, I don't know how, we ended up talking about something with the kashrus of the crustaceans, like shellfish, crab, and I just said, you know, I've seen them, you know, in the tanks, in the stores, and they look so unappetizing to eat that. So one of the fellows there became a big Talmud Chacham. He smiled and he said, Rabbi, you don't know what you're talking about. It's delicious. And he tells me, you know, which part of the center of the, I think the heart of the crabfish, he tells me how delicious it is. I said, okay. So he has knowledge that I don't have, huh? And he has therefore a title. I can't have. Question. These people in the Zordea are telling Moshe Rabbeinu, it was chinam. We had nothing to constrain us whatsoever. And now when we do have taiva, that's what it conjures up. All of these places had certain challenging spiritual atmospheres that we needed to be exposed to, tested, drilled, and then learn from that experience. Fascinating thing. Listen to what he's saying. If not for the fact that these dor dei, that generation, went through those challenges, and though not perfectly, rose up to them and survived them, they blazed the way for us. And now we as Am Yisrael, their descendants, are able to better stand up to those challenges. And if not for them, we would not be able to. Am Avinu had the challenge of the Akedah. And so we say that we want to remember and invoke the Akedah. Because of the Yitzchak's Akedah, others have followed. At many Akedahs, let alone, we shouldn't know from it. But why is it that a Jew is able to say, that's it, myself, my son, my father, that's it, I will go, oh, Kiddush Hashem. Because Yitzchak. Because Avram said, Yitzchak is the sacrifice, and Yitzchak is the sacrifice. That's fine, 100%. Well, it's the same with tithes. We are much better able to, and we are equipped to stand up against whatever tithes there might be, because our others, our Dorodea, our ancestors did, in Mishnah Tov Resh Mem, also here in Baal Yitzchak, the words that he uses, Sasem is, I'll quote, Shehihinu Derech Avor Doros Hashpolim. They prepared the way for lower generations like ours. Now, that's what Sasem is talking, yeah? In the late 19th century, he's talking about, you know, Nidrik Adairus, lower generations where they can't stand up to the challenges of the times, and to selfishness, and to greed, and to gluttony, and to wanting to be comfortable, and to have a nice car, and a nice house, and a nice apartment, and a nice life, and smile, and say, ah, you know. Can you imagine us? So, this is something we should think about. And we should think about it during the Kriya Sefer. You know, when we say, Zachanu Tazar, Shemachim, and Mitzrayim, Shuna. We should really think about it. We have come, many of us have come from places that taught us. I certainly came from a place that really taught me how to really indulge and enjoy. I have to admit, it did. That's where I was born, and certainly where I was ultimately living in most of my life. A very comfortable physical place. I mean, a beautiful. So, do I have the excuse then to say, look, you know, that's why I have tithes? No, I have to look back at the door there and say that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, that's why you've learned taiva. It needs to be fought. It needs to be countered with intelligence, with planning, and with sincerity and yirshmah. Now he says a fascinating thing. And again, it's so important to read the Torah this way. He says, V'yitachayim, Sholachayim hiktim akosuv tfilas Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'sholoi, b'nsaya ha'aroi, v'yam ha'Moshe, kum ha'ashem, v'yitzay v'achol. And we should think about this when we open up the Sefer Torah. We first say that he bin Sa'ar. He's about to tell us a very interesting interpretation. Who are Mistanech? Satanis is saying that positioning of a Hebrew Sayyid in the Torah before Kibre Satava, and then before the Maxi Miriam, and before Adat Torah, and before Shiluach Miraglim, because those are Mistanech. Mistanech doesn't mean, you know, the enemies. Of course it means the enemies, your enemies. The real enemies of Klal Yisrael. Chalila, they shouldn't attack us, shouldn't harm us, yes. But it also means all of the terribly spiritually dangerous influences. It means the Yetzirah in some way. In all its sets and forms. And he proves it from the word Mitzanecha. Lo hidia, ki hoyu b'masais melchama gidolos. That's why the Hebrew Sa'aron comes right before these terrible, challenging events to which the Dor Dea rose but imperfectly and was punished accordingly. Because the Yibin Sa'arim is the way of being responsible to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let the Torah and our embrace of Torah please protect us from these spiritual challenges and from otherwise the weakened spiritual knees that bend because of the Tivus, because of Kina and Covenant, as he's going to explain. It's a fascinating thing. What kind of word is Mitzanecha? What would you expect it to say? Kum Hashem, Futsu Evecha, V'Yenusu, Sonecha. Sonecha. Those who are your enemies, those who hate you. Mitzanecha. What does Mitzanecha mean? Those who cause you to be hated. Who causes the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What force can, if it's insidious enough and not fought, and the person goes never worse and worse and worse, what does he feel about Mitzanecha? What could happen? person begins to resent the milah. I mean, no one here should know from it. We don't know. But you've heard, seen that, right? That's why so many people are so challenged, because they know what's right, in a sense, or believe that maybe that is really what's right. But then they're told and taught and expected, and maybe not told the right way and not taught the right way. And then who knows what other experiences they have, and what do? They become not just not observant. What happens?
Anti.
And that's just, they're not just anti-observers, they're angry. Who do you think they're really angry at? Yeah, the Rebbe and the parents maybe. What else? Themselves, they could be, yes. There is resentment, chalila, for Hashem himself. That's what the Yetzer Hara is capable of doing. To the finest Yid, Yid falls victim to a terrible Yetzer Hara. And he gets, and his life's destroyed. As much as he turns back to his mom, he says, oh, God, forgive me. How about a little bit of, there may be a little bit of resentment. You gave me all these riches and I wasn't able to. And now I'm suffering, and my life's destroyed because of it. Mr. Yaakov, the Orachayim HaKadosh, before the Fasanis, many years before, he says, HaBechilas HaRa HaMasateh HaAdam, those very dangerous voices that try to talk people into all the wrong things. HaMasmi'im Derech Hashem B'Livois HaAdam, that cause resentment or Chalila, to say hate of God in the heart. So we open up Arna Kaidish, even some emotional thing. It's so important. So it's Parsha also. That when you open this Arna Kaidish, we take out a Sefer Torah, we should say, HaKadosh Baruch, we want to do your will. Help us that the Torah here, we embrace and are going to read and love and read again and love again and read more and love more, should protect us. And my embrace of Torah should be my only embrace, and I should then let go of all the other things that I should embrace, because they are misanachal. Drive them out. Satlei yetzer hara, as we say. Haino hasitra akro. Misanachal hasitra akro. Shemezin la'adam l'sno mitzvah Hashem. That can bring a person to even hate the mitzvah Hashem. V'nikra hamokim kibbutz atav. Now, as far as the name of the place, so he's going to suggest that, you know, it's not just because of the Einish, but because it means bury Tara. To bury Tara. To overcome it, bury it. Vibrak al ha'Einish, Allah yibachal makam, shem ha'makam, hu al shem ha'shvach, shal ha'makam. You don't want to call a place because of the tragedy, kibbutz ha'tayva, rak ha'pirish, shetiknu ha'tayva. They improved. It was terribly dangerous, and there were terrible losses of life, but we as a nation were better off. Then afterwards, we were people who understood our tithes and knew better how to counter those tithes. Now he says, because we were ready to, even with some loss, but ready to be metakein and root out some of these tithes, therefore, yes, some of us have to unfortunately end up being nixon, stumbling into that taiva and being birthed because of it. But as a nation, and these individuals as well, we come out better and stronger. Kasher Shamati, Kazem Yipim, Mardim Zikdi, the Chadish Yerim, said, Be'in Shimshin HaGibor, La'asher Ha'ayu Meyuchad L'takin Arayus, Shimshin HaGibor, and Gibor is used not just because he was physically strong, but he had the Gevura, when he ultimately had to overcome all of his other passions and interests. But because he was Meyuchad L'takin, Arayas, Hayanichal Ktsas. That's why he ended up having to be in that challenged situation, faltered, and then rise back up. Ki Hayasarah Fahachnis Atzmai, the Makaymais Misukanim. You can't fix a problem without jumping into it. And it's true, the people who are able to best fix the problem might get burnt, but they'll rise up much better off. Afterwards, it's a little bit of the makam shabal tshuva emet ein tzadikim demuvin chayim la. People who have been through spiritually challenging, and even those who have not perfectly risen up to the challenge, are greater than me. They're greater than us. That because they know how to overcome that challenge. They have overcome the challenge, even if temporarily, and temporarily might mean for a few years. But if someone comes out of that challenge, they are in a place that we have not arrived. That's the Dor Deilah. These people were far removed from just a plain ordinary life. When they felt it. And it hurt them to feel it. That doesn't mean they were immediately able to overcome it. They felt it. So what he's saying is profoundly important. There was such spiritual peace, maybe on a level we can't even imagine. Then they feel taiva. You know what that is? Imagine somebody has the whitest, fairest skin, and then they're exposed to the hottest, most fearsome sun. What happens? In 60 seconds, 2 minutes, they get sunburst. Spiritually, the Dardeya were so sensitive. When they feel taiva, it's overwhelming. And again, because it's a taiva like that, which they had in Mitzrayim, they have taiva, can relate to taiva in a way that we can't even appreciate. Now he says, to conclude, he's going to say a fascinating thing. He's going to say that if you look very carefully, and it's really quite open, if you look at where they went to next, from Kibbutz Atav, they went to Chaseros. Rashi, beginning of Zvorim, first pasuk in Zvorim tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions Chaseros. What happened with Chaseros? Adat Korach. From there, they went to Midbar Paran, from where they sent the Meravim. So he now is going to say, one after the other, the mission of us, Parak Dalin, Hakina, V'Hatava, V'Hakavol, Motziin, Es Ha'odom, Min Ha'olam, Kibbutz Hatava. Next, Adat Korach and Chaseros. What was Korach's entire, what was his entire problem? What is it that?
Meravim.
Kina. We read in Tehillim, Kuvav, Pesuk Tezai. Vayikanu the Moshe b'machane la'arayt kibosh Hashem. They had kina of Moshe Aaron. Titza eretz v'tivla dosman v'chachas al adas aviram. No problem with Korach with kina. That's Chaseros. Next stop, Midbar Paran, from which they sent the Meravim. What was it that the Nesiim just, they couldn't walk, they couldn't fathom that we're going to be in ordinary situations and ordinary circumstances. Where's the cover? Where's our dignity? And where's our position specifically as Nesiim? So that's what Vayihi B'Tzaaron comes before. It comes before the Tava, the Kina, the cover. The stations in the desert that were the challenges, the spiritual challenges of that generation. And says the Sassanis, because they were able to stand up, even though, again, not perfectly, but because they train the Jewish soul and the Jewish conscience in the fact that this is important to watch out for, we now have the armament and we are somewhat fortified with the means of knowing how to counter these challenges ourselves. Let's skip to and then we bar poran, tikin akavon. V'chein nitshlu hamarazim ba'omam hayinik chagavim. But the pasuk says, "V'shom niyu es hanefilim v'nei anak min hanefilim v'nihim v'neimik chagavim." Going there, we're going to be small people. We can't do that. Our covenant says that maybe we should just stay in the midbar, the regular, you know, day-to-day life there. Will we have the covenant personally? Will we have the covenant nationally, etc.? So that's what these masaos are about. The masaos, like the Zohar HaKadosh and Sava says, the masaos for bringing us to very challenging circumstances, meant to prepare us as a people, and to prepare us, to this day, so that we would know that we have the ability to stand up to these challenges. So when we open up the Arna Kedosh, we take out the Sefer Torah, and we say, even so, all right, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kuma Hashem Yifutsu Ayivecha, help me embrace this Torah so correctly that the Mesaneh, the ones who caused Chalila, you shouldn't be loved fully, should run away, they should be beaten back, the Sahara should be beaten back, we should be all able to be Miskaber and be able to have long, good life, like the Mishnah would say, not to have Kinnah, not to have Tava, and not to seek Tava.